from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, extra police will be around Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees today as some students still plan to defy school officials and walk out of class in support of Palestine. The walkout originally planned during lunch was canceled after two Camden County commissioners sent an angry letter to the district superintendent saying the protest was happening during the Jewish holiday of Passover. Students agreed to cancel the walkout and instead planned a peaceful rally for May 20th. But some student organizers say they were not part of this conversation and still plan to walk out this afternoon. We get some promising results in a brand new Rutgers Eagleton poll all about opioid prescriptions in New Jersey and keeping those drugs safe.
Rutgers Eagleton poll director Ashley Koning says campaigns and PSAs and efforts by medical systems, pharmacies, and law enforcement must be making a dent.
We see at least 3/4 of the public say that they know to some level how to dispose of these types of medications.
Familiarity is more likely among folks who've been prescribed an opioid or have a family member who's been prescribed an opioid over the past 2 years. According to the CDC, New Jersey has one of the lowest opioid prescription rates in the country. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two Bergen County men have been charged with sexually assaulting a child in two separate incidents. In one case, prosecutors allege 49-year-old Abe Garcia of Englewood sexually assaulted a child under the age of 13. And in the second, 37-year-old Arturo Velasco of Fairview was arrested Wednesday after authorities received information about a child also under the age of 13 who had been sexually assaulted in the past. A summer curfew for kids under the age of 18 is starting next Friday in Newark. Mayor Ross Baraka says it was supposed to start a few weeks ago, but it was stopped at the last minute.
Because there were a few questions that I had around logistics that we were able to work out. One being, where would kids go when we could not, in fact, find their family members?
Young kids would be brought to the city's reengagement center where social workers and police would bring kids home. The curfew will start weekends and then move to 7 days a week once school is out in June. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today will be another bright and sunny and dry day, but it is cold out there this morning. Temperatures are mainly in the 30s. Much of inland New Jersey has frosted and even frozen this morning, so you're bundling up a little bit. Highs will be better, around 60 degrees this afternoon. One more chilly night tonight. Clear skies, lows in the upper 30s. We're back to 60 tomorrow, going from sun to clouds. Watch for a few showers to pop up late day tomorrow, and then warming up into Sunday to around 70 degrees. New Jersey weather made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Right now, Parsippany 34 degrees. It's 34 in South Plainfield. Manahawkin 39. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.